producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's Vitamin L Valentine's Day weekend, and go back to Chipotle and celebrate their reinitiation day with Liam Sheff, my friend. Liam, welcome back, my friend. We're going to have Dr. Friends on a little later, but Liam, it's you, baby.
It's me. It's me. I'm standing here seeing if my shadow is cast on the flat earth now that Chipotle is coming back to life.
You and the groundhog, my friend.
Yes. Well, I was at Chipotle yesterday with a good friend, and we always go to Chipotle to eat, and we noticed that after the corporate tampering, the corporate espionage.
Of course, there's no evidence of that.
There's no evidence that there was ever really a significant problem. The CDC, yeah. I think, investigated. Nobody's ever found any cause of a norovirus, which was, you know, a snot virus, mm-hmm. and Chipotle, or maybe a really bad stomach bug, in one of its locations in Boston and one in the Simi Valley. So these are not even related. Chipotle ponied up, played the game, and said, it was a couple of our employees. They have the sniffles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I grew up in the era where big fat men with hairy hands used to make pizzas while smoking.
Oh, yeah, that happened. It actually happened. Now it's a shocking thing to consider, but we all lived.
Yeah, we all did okay, except for the DDT and vaccinations. But Chipotle now has a nationwide meeting. I believe it was
Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday, yeah. And they gave out burritos if you texted 555, you know, whatever. And so they've probably given away a million or something burritos, and they hopefully, you know, shock started the heart of the thing. They're going to be okay. They have to play the game now. They can't make as much food on site. It can't be as fresh an experience. They have to do it at some local factory and drive it all over the place because the American economy demands it. And, of course, on a flat earth, it's not hard to get around because everything's right next to
That's
everything's right.
Right
next to everything there on a flat earth. I've been finding.
Wow. Hey, I've been dealing with this. The flat earth people are – I thought it was a joke. And there are people that are serious about this, like a fundamentalist religion.
Well, funny you should say that. So the people getting sucked into this tend to be from the atheistic tritium mm-hmm. Expounding school of conspiracy, what I'd like to coin on this show and mm-hmm. in my work as conspiracy mythicism. No, I've always called myself a conspiracy realist because you really had to show me the evidence. Like John Rapoport, like you, we really got to understand how to connect these dots. But as soon as I got into it, I noticed there were people who really only needed one dot to make an entire Barnum and Bailey circus. So Nibiru was going to come, and the Anunnaki aliens were going to come and show us what the pyramids really did by putting in a touchstone or whatever, and then we'd all be free. But that didn't happen. And another thing was going to happen, and that didn't happen. And then finally, the flat earth is the truth, because these people don't need any evidence at all. What they need is an emotional feeling, the same way I criticize religion, the same way I criticize the science crew. They need a feeling that something's absolutely true. Now, flat earthism does come from people who take certain parts, not all, of certain passages, not all, of the Torah, or Old Testament, as absolutely, fundamentally, literally true. Just certain small tiny portions as absolute proof, and they don't need anything else. Because, as we know, NASA lies. Well, I had a fight almost with a couple of friends for hours about this over in L.A., people I like, people I respect, and they said, everything NASA does is fake. And I said, no, everything, all of NASA's interpretations of data are based on a fake model. Their model is that there was a Big Bang. There was no Big Bang. That is a myth created by a priest in 1927 named Georges Lemaître, who was also a guy who looked through telescopes, who wanted to reconcile his belief that first there was nothing and then there was everything as a literal proof with an idea that Dieu or God had, you know, laid a cosmic oof or egg and that cracked. So Big Bang really comes from a very, again, limited, literalist religious mindset about one line in the Torah.
So it wasn't Jacques Brel, it was Georges Lemaître.
It wasn't Jacques Brel. Jacques Brel is alive and well and living in Paris.
Right, but he doesn't have to go around an earth to get there. It's flat all the way to Paris. By the way, I think Chipotle should start, you know, the one world flat tortilla religion or something.
I call it the personal pan pizza approach to the planet. They have a whole model. The Earth is, however wide it is, it's surrounded by the ice wall of Antarctica, which we all know is not a continent because nobody's, people have sailed around it or most of the way around it and flown over most of it. But that doesn't matter because some of it is controlled by military, which it is, and some of it is a no-fly zone, which it is, as are parts of Korea, which is apparently not at the edge of the world.
Right. Parts of Los Angeles over this methane leak, too.
Yes, the hell mouth that's open in Los Angeles, which is now spewing formaldehyde.
Originally featured in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, and Angel in Buffy the Vampire Slayer for fans of other conspiracy mythicism. So all you really need is to exclude all of the data that proves you wrong. And that's what the flat earthers have truthed themselves into thinking. Now, what worries me isn't there are people who believe anything that somebody says on the internet without really thinking hard about it or without taking... What bothers me is that it's so... Years ago, I started trying to say to people at Guerrilla News Network, where when it used to exist, which was mostly... felt like COINTELPRO anyway, to use that term. This feels like managed opposition. I used to try to tell people, could you stop worshiping the throne of scientism? You understand that this bird flu, swine flu, HPV thing, et cetera, HIV testing, these are not hoaxes. These are managed. This is a misinterpretation of small data, and you're fanning the flames and giving them power that they shouldn't have, and you're excluding all the details, like how do the tests work, what do the drugs do, et cetera, and what are the agendas?
Liam, it's like those who say these are weaponized viruses, and I'm like, no, they don't have that level of control over this stuff. You poison the water hole, you're going to see manifestations of disease, and then you can blame whatever you want because most people aren't going to look below the surface. Even our buddy in radio, Alex Jones, sometimes gets called into the bioweapons. Thank God he has John Rappaport on sometimes, and Rappaport speaks some sense to him about, no, this is exactly what you said, Liam. This is just a pharmaceutical fantasy. But in the case of Flat Earth, I said to Superdon a couple of weeks ago, I said, I'm thinking this is going to be utilized, as you call it, controlled opposition, but you can discredit anybody, you know, that you want by getting them to believe in a Flat Earth.
I wrote a friend of mine late last night in a text, and I said, hey, can you kind of get a grip on yourself for this? Can you please stop? And she... was going on about how the world was energy and all this kind of stuff. I said, no, look, everything at a subatomic level may be energy, but it doesn't mean there are no rules in the universe. And I really have to take this up with the scientists and the religious people alike. The magic of the universe isn't that wizards come along or your theories of nonsense. By the way, everybody misuses the word theory. It has to be testable, honestly.
Sure.
Your stories come along that break all the rules. That's not magic. That's fantasy. The magic of the universe is that there's a universe at all, is that there are rules at all, is that there is a physics at all. That the magic is that we are a manifestation of an unknown. Mm-hmm. We can't say we can't name the unknown and have it be accurate. That's the magic of the world.
It doesn't stop us from trying, though.
Yeah, but that's poetry. And yeah. Everybody, from the scientists to the religionists, conflate and confuse the idea of knowing there's an unknown from which everything precipitates. It's unknown. It doesn't matter how good our movies are, from Star Wars to Flat Earthism to the, you know, ancient Hindu Vedas. These are mind movies that people make. You know, Star Wars is the most the new Star Wars is the most successful movie ever made, but it's still kind of stupid. You know, it still doesn't really make sense if you think about it. And it's the same as Flat Earth. Sun is not 3,000 miles high, and it does set, and that should quell this argument, but they just won't have it because they are fundamentalists. What scares me about it is that it's gotten such attention in the mainstream, where I could never get on a show like Bill Maher. I could never get a CDC official or an NIH official to debate me, which I offered regularly on the validity of one thing, HIV tests. For years I said this. Couldn't get anybody to bite. All you get are their little attack dogs and trolls. This goes to the top of the pecking order. And Neil deGrasse Tyson comes on with his aw shucks believability and can make mincemeat out of this, guys, because it's so stupid. This is a managed opposition to get you to bite because things are bad. Because things are bad, this is what we're focusing on. This is Star Wars for the conspiracy
to distract us from what? Radiation spikes in New York, formaldehyde, radon, and benzene leaks in L.A.?
It's to distract us from the fact that there are 104 or so nuclear reactors in the United States, and I don't know, 10 of them in the last 5 years have had small, and a few of them, a handful, have had some significant problems, that were covered in radiation in the Pacific, that there's a mass die-off, an extinction-level event going on in and around the Pacific, that no one wants to talk about, you know, cesium or any of the byproducts of radioactive decline coming from Fukushima. Nobody wants to deal with the fact that New York State is being radioactively contaminated to the point that Governor Cuomo had to put it out. Meanwhile, if I don't, you know, validate their truferness about their earthiness, we're somehow standing in the way of progress. Now, the argument, of course, is that if we just believe it's a flat earth, then we know that we've all been lied to, and then we can fix it. It is a fundamental utopianism, and that's all I have to say about it.
Well, you said it very well, my friend. I just was stunned. I thought it was a big joke, and people are taking this flat earth thing seriously. All right, coming up, we got Dr. Cornelia Franz, one of the pediatricians, the good gals in that sense, because she talks about vaccines straight up. She knows it. And Leah, my friend, thanks for being with me today. Great Valentine's Day. A little vitamin L to you.
Absolutely. I'll be walking to Korea. It only takes 10 minutes.
Okay. After the break, he'll be in Korea. We'll be talking with Dr. Franz. Thanks for being with us. RobertScottBell.com. All the links, including to official stories and official stories, too, eventually.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Valentine's Friday continues. Got a lot of vitamin L for my next guest. She is Dr. Cornelia Franz, a pediatrician, and not one of the dangerous ones. She gets it. She's helping folks out, and we love her dearly, and we're glad to have her back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cornelia, thanks for being here.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
Got it. So, I remember the excitement of seeing you at the homeoprophylaxis seminar, surprisingly, last year in Dallas. I think the next one later this year is going to be actually in St. Petersburg, Florida. So, it might be easy for us to take a little ride over together.
I think so. Yeah. I'm glad it'll be close.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Listen, we got a lot of things regarding children specifically, and I know as an MD and as a healer, you could talk about all the things we talk about even related to adults. But first and foremost, the issue of lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, all of the uproar, which is, legitimate and valid, is about blaming people or things instead of saying, hey, what can we do to help children who have been heavy metal poisoned? And there's no focus. There's no discussion of intravenous chelation, oral chelation. There's no focus on detoxification as something that could be supported in any way, shape, or form. And I find that irresponsible journalism. Just let's hype it up and make everybody mad, but don't provide any solutions.
Right. Well, that's interesting because I was just looking at my emails and something came over that behind the scenes, not in the media,
yeah,
there are very concerned physicians and chelation physicians trying to get to the medical board and say, hey, chelation really will work.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is they're having to try and convince people. So I spent a moment looking it up and went, well, the traditional method for lead toxicity is EDTA and dimercaptol chelation in the hospital. So, yeah, you're right. Why aren't they doing it? And then I looked further, and you actually can chelate lead slower, mm-hmm. but with chlorella and cilantro and vitamin C.
Right. So, and that, yeah, and that doesn't even begin to mention what we also know as homeopaths, the ways right. to detoxify homeopathically in a gentle way as well. But nothing is. And I realize there are physicians that know how to do it. I'm in support of them, and I'd like to see them put front and center to say, hey, we can help. But the medical associations have targeted chelation for quackery since right. it was found to cleanse or clear the arteries. Now, it was a legitimate practice in terms of reversing lead toxicity in its beginning phases of discovery. And then the moment it impeded the potential for the growth of a multi-billion dollar industry to be, that is cardiovascular heart bypass surgery, then right. suddenly it was relegated to quackery.
Yeah, and I found another article that's disturbing just saying, is it quackery? And I go, how can it be when you can just look it up? And on Medscape and WebMD, it says the treatment is. And there are 100,000 kids who are potentially injured, and they're saying they're beyond the point of help, and that's just not true.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about. This is what we do in the new media. We don't wait around and ask permission, wait for government sanctioning of this. We know what we can do to help.
Right.
I will call them out and chastise them when they don't do their job right, but at the same time, it's really just to point out the fact that there are ways to go, and there are many physicians that do this, MDs, DOs, and even in some states, naturopaths. But the fact that it's not being mentioned is, it's a sin of omission at the very least.
At the very least. Well, hopefully this will help. And if it reaches people, they can at least look into their own chlorella, which is over-the-counter, cilantro, which is a food, vitamin C. They can look to the naturopaths in their area. At least people can begin to look out and take care of the kids while everybody else is, you know, working with the system to try yeah. and get the definitive treatment.
Yes, and selenium as well as a trace element, very important for metal detox, the production of glutathione, metallothionines. But again, the inner city kids of Flint, Michigan being hammered, and it's not just them, it's everywhere. We know metal toxicology is something that is overlooked when it comes to the health of children and adults, for that matter, as they point to viruses as a cause of disease, rather than saying, hey, you know, what is it when we corrupt the terrain of the body and the cellular function? Could it be that viruses are spewing out genetic material from cells not caught from exogenous sources, but coming out from within?
Well, yes, I think that's possible. And, boy, that opens another whole can of worms.
I tend to do that. Yeah. I know you're game to go there. We're almost up on our first break. It's just a joy to have you on board again. We've got a lot more healing to do here. And Dr. Cornelia Friends is my guest, and we have her linked up in the show notes, thefriendsclinic.com. I believe that's what I'm looking at here. And, yes, it is. And there's an update on thefriendscenter.com, but there's an update how you can participate in a vaccine class coming up real soon. We'll tell you about that as well after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Cornelia Franz, she is available through thefranzcenter.com, thefranzcenter.com, and you can actually consult. She has virtual visits from around the world, and there are ways you can do so. Even if you're not in the Orlando metro area, it is possible to see her, as well as participate in the classes she does from time to time, including the upcoming vaccine class, the 21st of February from 2 to 4 p.m. That's Eastern Time. We have it linked up. There's a calendar section under Info tab there at her website. It'll get you there and how you can participate. You know, you and I have talked about vaccines on the air, and I know that as a licensed physician, you do have to be careful about what you say. What you know is one thing, what you say might be another, but you have been very open and upfront with us about these things, and I'm greatly appreciative of that.
Oh, well, thanks. So, I know what I see.
Yes, you do, and you're willing to witness it and relate it and communicate it, which is so appreciated. Now, I was mentioning, of course, we talked about the Flint, Michigan kids. There's water contamination almost everywhere now, and the kids are being, you know, bombarded with heavy metals and other persistent organic pollutants, pesticides, etc. And the focal point of modern pediatric medicine is certainly not a focus on detoxification, not a focus on the things that I would say would be more important than claiming to want to prevent a disease that might actually be good for the development of the immune system. That's what they call vaccine-preventable diseases often. The controversy of vaccines is something we've touched on before, and I've talked about it for many, many years. But I mentioned something before the break that went deep down the rabbit hole. This idea that vaccines, let me step back again and say viruses may not necessarily be caught, but they are created from within when our cellular metabolic functions are disrupted due to heavy metal contamination or gross deficiencies of trace minerals that are necessary for normal metabolic functions. The cells begin to spew genetic material in these viral protein coats. And it could be a survival mechanism, not a, you know, an evil intention to cause disease.
Right.
I know there's not a question there, but I just had to throw that out.
Yeah. Well, there's very much, I mean, I know an awful lot through the research that I've done and through the other people that you know, Dr. Tenpenny and Neil Miller, who's done great work in research, and Dr. Blaylock and Mercola, all these. I mean, the information's there and it's real.
Yes.
And I live it. Mm-hmm. And for over three decades, I've lived it and watched things. And I tell parents all the time that kids today are actually, from a medical point of view, weaker than they were 30 years ago. And, you know, there are contaminants in the vaccines. And there's a website where you can look up all the stuff that's in vaccines, including insect protein, mouse protein, kidney cells, and all these things. And I, you know, there may be other things in there that are supposed to be dead or non-influential, but somehow are transformed in the body. And then with all the vaccines they're trying to give moms now while they're pregnant, I have no evidence or proof of this, but, you know, when you ask good questions and you see things clinically, there's got to be some truth there.
Sure.
So who's to say that we're not doing something to the moms that then goes through the placenta, alters cells, or sets kids up for some kind of genetic issue or spewing of viruses later? I mean,
yes.
There's a new study done showing that by giving this dead DTaP to monkeys, they found that the monkeys harbored the pertussis in their airways for 6 weeks and were able to infect other people while they themselves weren't. And I'm like, okay, so there's that study. How can a dead vaccine do that? There's information missing.
Really, it's very important and interesting that you say that, too, because that's one of the suspicions we have about the so-called Zika virus spread. And I call it a scam, not because there aren't issues with microcephaly, these genetic anomalies, but because in Brazil specifically, they've been mandating and really pushing heavily on Tdap during gestation, while a woman is pregnant. And there's been no safety studies on that. In fact, there's been evidence to show that there is, how do you say it, teratogenicity? What is that word?
Yeah. Yes.
And that means it can cause genetic abnormalities in a developing baby. And then, of course, we have the other issue of pesticide spraying and larvicide spraying, which now doctors down in Brazil are saying that this is really what's going on here. We have an environmental disaster. This is not a viral issue in terms of a viral causation. But if there is a virus present, it's the result of, right, as we know, the Zika virus has been identified since about 1947, really doesn't do much to anybody unless they're very weak, and now suddenly it's the cause of these genetic anomalies everywhere, and they want to have a vaccine for it. This, to me, is an economic issue more than one that's a public health issue in terms of the focus or forceful movement for more funding for a vaccine.
Right, and I was reading on that, too, going, huh. Because even the information out there says we're not sure there's a connection, but there seems to be. And I go, well, yeah, what are the other connections? And you just did one. If all these mothers are being, told to have the Tdap, and I found that in one of the reputable journals that says it was a unanimous vote even here in the States, to have every mom with every pregnancy have a Tdap, despite the fact that there's no safety data on this. And I go, why would you even do that when you can do a blood test and check their antibody levels?
Amazing. So,
yeah, it is. And then, and I have the same question. If the Zika virus has been around since 47 and it mimics many others, like adenovirus or adenovirus, depending on how you want to say it, with conjunctivitis, fever, joint pains, it can mimic Coxsackie virus and echovirus. I go, why is Zika getting all the attention? And do we know it's really the issue?
Exactly. And I would, you know, dispute it, as I'm suspicious any time they say there's a new viral disease. I'm like, there's nothing new on the planet except the toxic poisons that we're spewing through modern petrochemical synthetic type creations that have never before been on the planet. That's new. But in terms of our survival mechanism, cellular or as a you know, larger organism, we have an adaptability to a great degree. Hans Selye taught us about the adaptation syndrome. Well, we go into chronic states of disease, but we're still alive. And, of course, what we've done to reverse that in children and adults for many years now is to cleanse the environment, clean the environment. Of course, we've got environmental earth muffins on the political left that say, yes, clean the environment. But they don't get it when it comes to cleaning the environment of these kids, that they're saying, no, vaccinate everybody no matter what. We'll force them to have it done or else we won't let them go to school. I mean, there's so much cognitive dissonance, Dr. Friends.
Right. Well, I agree with that. And the body will heal itself if given the right instructions. The problem is, I don't think we're given good instructions. And I encourage parents, you know, you ask questions. I mean, that's what you and I are doing in many ways. It's okay, here's what we've been given, and what's the deeper? Where did Zika come from? How did it suddenly become such an issue? Why is it so prevalent down in Mexico and Central America and, you know, South America? Why? Why is it not everywhere when it was out of the Zika forest on a different continent?
Imagine. You know? There you go, asking those good questions again.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, why the microcephaly? Is it really the Zika? Is it the Tdap? What are the other factors and variables that go into it? And so sometimes by just asking the questions, you begin to find the answers rather than just take what we're given at face value.
Well, exactly. But it goes against the established orthodoxy. As we know, modern medicine and science has become more religious cult-like in their devotion and fervor to certain dogma. And that's not science. That's not healing. I mean, even, you know, as a homeopath or as a medical doc or whatever, if you hang your hat and say we have nothing more to learn, then what's the point, right? There's so much more to learn. And perhaps we've forgotten more than we need to relearn, if you will.
Right. Well, I know we always say that as you get older in medicine. I've forgotten more than you've ever learned.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't ever want to get so cocky to think that I know it all or even close to that. But I think if we're rooted in certain principles or concepts and we see consistently, as you say, powers of observation,
right.
You know, they can tell you anything they want about how wonderful vaccines are. And if you see injuries occur consistently in children, if you see chronic diseases in children who have been vaccinated versus kids who are not carrying those same chronic diseases, at a certain point you go, you know, you can tell me whatever you want, but you're trying to defy what my eyes are seeing, my experience with the patients and these parents.
Right. Well, and even the parents' experience. I mean, I was one day talking to a parent. We were talking about evidence-based medicine, and I realized that, you know, the studies are based on 500, 1,000, but I say, why is one person not evidence? How can that be? I mean, and it may not be universal evidence, but everybody's different. We know that in homeopathy. It's hard to do the studies because it's all individual.
Right.
Okay, and if every person on the planet and who's ever lived has different fingerprints, then we are not all identical, and one size does not fit all.
You know what? This is great, because one of the things I've gone heavy on this issue, I call it medical collectivism. When we talk about the unwillingness to look at the individual, like the individual child who is harmed by a vaccine, because the concern of how that would maybe corrupt the compliance by everybody else with vaccination. You know, we don't want people thinking and asking these questions because they might not do what we tell them to do. But what about that one individual? You're willing to sacrifice that individual for what? The theory that you're protecting the herd, which is not an actual proven theory in reality, because we see evidence that these childhood diseases are actually beneficial to the immune development of these kids to adults.
Right. And studies may say, again, you're right, collectivism. Well, we're willing to give up the one. And I go, well, what if it's your kid?
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm not willing to give my kid. And then they say, well, no, but it's just the sacrifice you have to make. Like, right, I'm going to burn my kid on fire because you're cold or your kid's
right.
cold. No, that's not happening.
Right.
Collectivism is really evil when you get down to it, because it means you're willing to allow some to die or purposefully put them at risk when it's not necessary, based on a faulty theory of yours that artificially inducing an antibody response by injecting toxic poisons is going to be beneficial.
Right. And, you know, and there's always those few. Like, I mean, I will tell people that if you don't have a spleen, that it's true, strep can be really awful, and those persons should be able to choose to have the strep vaccine.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that all the rest of us should have to do it. And continue to look. I know in my practice now, after all these years, that the kids who get no vaccines are actually, and it's been proven in studies, but I see it clinically, they're healthier than the kids who are vaccinated. And I don't want to slam any parent for choosing to vaccinate. We just choose to do it slower in our practice for those who feel their kids need it.
Right, and you don't have a problem if a parent comes into you and says, listen, I've done my homework here. I don't feel like I want any for my kids.
No, I don't, because we support their choice, and it is truly an informed choice. They are not making this lightly or whimsically. They have done the research. And I also tell people over and over, you need to trust your gut. Your gut is never wrong, and people know that. Most have had some experience, and I say, even if you're standing in the middle of whooping cough city and you're the center and there's no way you're not exposed, but your gut says you're fine, you're fine.
Roll with it. We got to take a break here. We're on with Dr. Cornelia Friend. She's going to take us into the Valentine's Day weekend with the love of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEEN. That's 855-301-TEEN. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Reminder, folks, we've got lots of events coming up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on Natural News Radio. Of course, that's Talk Network. There's Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and of course our syndication home, GCN, GCNlive.com, robertscottbell.com, including links today to Dr. Cornelia Franz. Thanks again to the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf as well. And we've got lots more healing to go, but only a few more minutes to do it in. And I appreciate, like I said, I just have fun with you on there because your energy is really pure and sweet considering the knowledge, the things that you've seen, and the willingness to just talk straight about this stuff.
Oh, well, thank you. I love what I do.
Yes, yes. And by the way, go to her vaccine class, the 21st of February. We have it linked up. There are other events that you do. I think on a monthly basis you do events, right?
Yes, I do.
And virtual visits, too. If you are not near Dr. Cornelia Franz, you can connect through these virtual visits.
The virtual visits are so much fun. I just really enjoy them, and so do the patients. And they're such a nice adjunct to being seen. I mean, like, the ones that are the best are, you know, you can't drive an hour, you're going to be in terrible I-4 traffic. We can do a virtual visit.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. So in terms of your, let's say, outreach within the medical community, we started talking about the Flint, Michigan issue, and you said you are aware that there are chelation physicians trying to get the word out, doing their best, but there are so many obstacles in regards to the medical boards, the conflicts of interest, the economics involved. And in the meantime, you know, what do we do? How do we reach out to help folks? And sometimes it is about one-on-one, getting out and meeting the families, hosting seminars, doing a vaccine class like you're doing.
Right. And being able to reach out even this way. I mean, this email I got from this guy I don't even know in Michigan is just, it's heart-wrenching. And he is approaching the medical board, and it is. If we can reach them with the simplest things, you know, that's why I was looking at the chlorella and cilantro going, everybody can do that. Mm-hmm. That's at least a good start while they work behind the scenes. And I think parents themselves should push you know, push and demand. I mean, 100,000 kids poisoned by something they didn't even have any input in. I would agree with you that they need to pursue every avenue. And you know what? And I, what a great, this is going to sound harsh, so I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way to look at it is to say you have 100,000 kids and more adults. What a great way to do a chelation study and prove definitively whether it works or not when we all know it does.
Sure, of course, of course. And you know, the thing is, common sense, if it were the thing that we're ruling, if people were using logic in this sense, it would be, you know, readily obvious for all and we'd embrace it. But we have been, as a culture, dumbed down through intoxicating poisons, including fluoridated water, mineral deficient soils that make the food not as rife with the things we need to think clearly, much less act clearly. And we talk about gut health all the time here, that the, you know, the gut brain connection is very real. And you talk about trusting your gut. We often have to heal the gut, you know, and that's why I often lecture on, you know, different methods and accelerated techniques to help that gut recovery.
Yes. And most, I'm finding that the more avenues I pursue and look at, it really is quite simple. I mean, the simplest things can have a very powerful impact. And you're right, healing the gut and different foods and homeopathy, things that are actually not very expensive. And then in situations like this, we should be able to support them with chelation and what they need and not just say, well, you're beyond help.
Yes. Now, we got about a minute or so left here before we got to go for the weekend. But in terms of communicating things, because you know there are a lot of good products, there are even technologies that people can use for water purification. How much are you free to communicate before, you know, they say, the medical board say, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't talk to your patients about things like that.
When I'm in with a patient, that is a visit between me and that person.
Mm-hmm.
That is our agreement. That is our sharing, and that is HIPAA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, I will share with people when they seek me out the very best of what I have to offer. And I'm very clear about what I do know and what I don't know. And I may say, oh, well, I just learned about this. I don't know much about it, but it appears to be safe. And really, if there's an agreement and somebody's willing, why not try it? Because I'm not going to recommend anything that is dangerous.
Beautiful. Well, if you're a young doctor out there, and I'm not saying that she's putting out a shingle to say, bring them on, but I certainly would love more doctors to learn from you because your experience is so valuable, and I appreciate you coming on board here to relate it to everybody.
Well, thanks. I enjoy being on the show. I love talking with you.
We have a great time. We'll do more. And in the meantime, everybody, create a great weekend, and remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.